This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. And would you believe it? This is episode 300. Gosh, that's a big number. I can't quite believe that. That's a very big number. Anyway, so it's been not quite, but it's heading that way for almost 6 years of the podcast. And it's quite a journey. The whole podcast thing has been quite a journey, but the whole alpaca thing has also been quite a journey. So I have been reflecting back on some other stuff, and there was a particular episode that I enjoyed, and other people seem to enjoy as well, because it's one of the higher numbers of downloads, that particular episode. So it's one that's been appreciated, I think. And so I just wanted to share some clips from there. So it's remembering how we started with our first bunch of girls. And let me tell you some bits of stories. This is an episode from February 2021, so it was a bit winter. We haven't got to the winter yet, we're just going into autumn more seriously, but it was cold today. It made me think as well. So here we are in February. And the winter continues. It comes and goes, I know, but the winter is back in control this week. And so we've been out and about making sure that the alpacas have got water, making sure they got food, and just generally checking up on them. It's nice to be able to see them from the window, but they've also been taking themselves off into quiet corners where the wind is not so strong and taking out those cobwebs. So I have cold ears today. It's wind from the east, northeast. Somewhere up there, and it's very chill. I think the ground is now defrosted. It was very hard first thing this morning. It was quite a solid frost. It's a bit interesting. And I've got a hat, but it's not covering my ears enough. But there we go. And I don't know how the alpacas manage. They seem to cope really well with the cold weather. They don't seem to. They get tucked under. They sit cushed, so they've got their legs tucked under them. So they keep their toes warm, I think. But they seem to walk through mud and they'll have a little walk through water and all kinds of things. And I'm thinking, I don't think I would be doing that in this weather, but there we go. They've also got a different kind of blood supply. I was thinking about the ducks yesterday as well. They were in the water and they're paddling around. And I think, I don't think I'd want my legs in the water. The water's going to be really cold, but they like to stay in the water. We've got the goosanders in again. There's a pair, there's a male and a female. And I can see them, they're sort of in the corner of the stocking ponds, which is not far from the alpacas. The alpacas all come back. They've been wandering around all day. They've been off chasing the sun or something, I'm not quite sure. But they've been here and there. And they've come back, and they've now gathered, most of them are gathered around the hay feeder. There's a lot of them sat down chewing the cud. There's a few down in the stables. The usual suspects, waiting for me to go down and give them their food. And I'm getting stared at because there's one, two, three, four. There's probably about 10 pairs of eyes or more. Oh, there's another one as well. They're all looking in my direction going, what's he doing standing up there talking? So remembering back to when we first had them, we started with five pregnant females, as our regular listeners will know. And what was it that I was wanting? What were we, it was a joint thing with my wife, which is always a good thing. What was it that we were looking for from having alpacas? In so many ways, whatever that expectation was at the time has been way exceeded. We have loved having alpacas. They are amazing animals. We wanted to spend time with them, we wanted to be close to them. We recognised they weren't petting animals. We did a lot of research. We went and saw some. We spent a lot of time talking with people and that kind of thing, working out what exactly was involved and can we do this. Having gathered the information, you then start learning once you've got them. Excuse the gate. So it's like with a lot of things, you can go so far in the theory, and then the rest of the the knowledge and the skills, if you like, of how to do something come from experience, from actually doing what it is you're trying to do. So with the alpacas, a lot of the experience of getting in there and getting hold of them to do things with them, feeding them, understanding how to move them as a group, move them as individuals, all of those things then come from experience of doing. So you do have to kind of step over that line and just get in there. The thing of being around them, the way they look at you and they weigh you up, and there's this stuff going on in that little head. I see you. Hello, how are you? And the others as a group, how it changes over time as the numbers increase. And also how they get used to you. There becomes a familiarity. Yeah, it's a difficult one to remember back before we had them and when we first had them. There were things that were a delight and things that were really, really special. And some of the things that we were wanting haven't turned out the way we expected. And I think that's normal. But they have turned out well, and we got to kind of work with them on their terms. So you find ways of spending time around them and getting, being up close to them. They're not going to be animals to do lots of petting and stuff. One of my favourite things to do is to have breakfast with the girls, which is really, I've already had my breakfast in the house, usually, and it's actually giving them their breakfast. I really enjoyed it, and others seem to, again, have enjoyed that one. So here's some breakfast with the girls.
So I brought a fresh bag of food down, and that's always a welcome sight. And the alpacas are gathered by the door. Now, see who we've got. Usual suspects, Millie's right at the front. Little Evanwy is starting to get close to the... Hello, little sweet one. I've got to be careful talking to her, because otherwise Millie gets upset and spits at me. We've got Alice. Hello, Alice. Oh, and you as well. And Harrod. And Harrod's daughter, granddaughter of Millie. And we've got... yeah. Hello. Seanhead. You coming in as well. And Owenna hanging by the door. Now, the others just stood back watching at a distance. But they're all kind of trying to check and see what's going on. So I brought a bag of food down and put it in the bin. We've got a bin which just keeps it, because the paper bags. So put them in the bin, which helps. And I've come down to a load of stuff. I'm used to the alpacas, and they need scraping up and mucking out around in the little concrete apron in front of the stable here. But there's a lot of other stuff as well. So the geese have obviously been down here spending a bit of time. They've been backwards and forwards today, the geese. There's quite a crowd of them. They're getting big, and the colours are starting to come through, so the feathers are starting to come through for the youngsters. So the black and white markings and everything. They've been for a walk a few times, quite a few walks. And they go right up to the top of the hill. There's a bankside opposite where normally where the stables are and stuff. And at the top of that, that's usually where they take, I think it's a kind of a precursor, they're just practicing for a few weeks' time. And it's where they take them when they're ready to leave, because it's the top of a hill and there's a slope there. And as they start flying, which they're not so good at that stage, as they start flying, ground drops away from them quickly. So they already gain a lot of height, which they need to be able to leave the valley because the trees are so tall. So, hello, girls. Yeah, so you're following me. I'm just emptying the water out of the troughs. So this is the little morning ritual of... Well, you can't put the food into wet wet troughs, so you've got to empty the... There you go. I tip them over. And they follow me from one to the other. I've got a range of different types of buckets and troughs, and some will share and some like to have their own. And some have got no idea where their feet are and stand in them. Oh, don't spit at me, Millie. I'm to be walking in your direction. She's a little bit grumpy at the moment. Hello, sweet one, how are you doing? Yeah, Evanwy. It's the closest she's got. She's coming, usually comes a little bit closer, but she came a bit closer there and stiffed my, well, bumped my glasses, really. So that was interesting. She's retired back to stud, to be stood right next to her mum. So Millie, we didn't mate. She's probably finished, I think. She's an older girl now, so I think we probably finished there. But she's still around. Oh, hello, Alice. Now, Alice is a talker. Don't talk into your phone. Bring the food, please. But she's looking good since we got her sheared properly this year. Yeah, you're doing all right, aren't you? Hmm? Suddenly lost for words. She's now staring at me. They kind of watch you from the side, as I've talked about. They can turn their head and they can watch you. Even if they're facing the other direction, they're watching you all the time. But every now and again, she just turns and looks at me. Megan, do you know, I'm just walking past you. There's no need. Yeah. Nona, hello. So they're all here, which is nice. A couple of days ago, saw my first horse fly, big one. You know, we got these little horse flies. It's often called sheep clegs, but it was a big one. I tried to get it. I almost had it as well, but it got away, and I've not seen it since. So when was that? 27th of June. That's slightly early. Normally we have them in July, and there's a week, and they arrive, and then they're gone again within a few weeks. But they're fast, and they don't care. They just dive in and bite you. So they're definitely ones to avoid getting bitten by, but also I like to try and keep them off the alpacas when I can. So we shall endeavour to do that, but I haven't seen any since, so we'll keep an eye out for more of those coming back. Depends a little bit on the weather, but they're around. They obviously lay the eggs and stuff, and then they're around in a precursor stage for almost a year, or not exactly a year, and then they come back, and it can be, yeah, it's quite distinctive. And Harrod, you interested in what I'm doing? And where's the food, please? Okay, we'll get the food out. How about that? Would that be all right? Oh, Sue going for a walk. Opening the gate. All my gates are noisy. I never lubricate my gates. So I know if anybody's around coming through any gate in the valley, I can usually hear it. A little tip. Leave your gates noisy. Okay. Breakfast time for the girls. Here we go. And pinch from the bucket. Oh no, they're all snorting. I'm carrying that one. You can't put your head in there. Come on then, girls. So at the moment, because it's generally drier, I've been feeding them from the field rather than in the stable. So I've got a whole bunch of them that follow me up, and then we spread them around in the bowls and the troughs. Oh no. Sound of Houdini. Okay. Thank you. Hello, Nona. Here we go. There's some fruit here. So I've just replenished my supply of dried peas and added those back into the mix. It's good for the pregnant female. That's this little stage of pregnancy for those that are due in August. It's late, I know, but let's turn this one around.
metal trough, plastic bucket, all spread out. Hello, little ones. How are you doing? Is that nice? You're only going for the crumbs. The big ones tend to go for the food first, and then the little ones follow on and clear the crumbs. Hello, Talia. How are you doing, sweet one? Yeah. Since I put the peas in, they seem to have really relaxed a bit more, and they really spent a bit more time with the food, and they've been really enjoying it. And that's always nice to this sound of silence. Well, the rattling of food in the troughs, and the occasional, as it gets low, they have a little huff and puff at each other. But if you spread it out enough, then there's enough access without having to fight for it. That was a sneeze. You coming back again? No, it's all gone up here. You started up here. So there's a few. So Haney, who's a lovely dark fawn, and Lily. Lily's the one with the bare ears because she's always wiping her head, hates flies, wiping her head up and down the fence and the ground. So they always hang back when I've come up and feed the girls up on the top here. They know that I go back down, so they wait. They don't come up here at all. They wait because they get better access. funny. Somebody's crowding in. So what we've got? We've got Amelia, who's a grumpy oldie. We've got Nona, who really bosses the food. So in one of these bigger bowls, I'm so glad I got these bigger plastic trugs. It'd be good to have something other than plastic, wouldn't it? But there we are. These are very practical. And Amelia, well, she puts her foot in it and drags it. Now, that's a trick she learnt from Megan. Megan is the real dragger of... Oh, really? Cool, that's interesting. Nona just got in there and nudged Megan out of the food. She's standing up chewing at the moment, so she'll put her head back in. Oh, no, she's been moved off. Goodness me. The old girl... Well, Megan's the eldest, but... Yeah. Oh, interesting. Because Megan's number one, and Nona has just moved her out, and Nona is number 18. So a different generation by a few years. Amazing. Hello, Owenna. She's a sneaker upper behind. She comes up behind you, does Owenna, and you suddenly get this little soft, soft feel. Sometimes it's a sniff. You don't often hear the sniff, but you feel the softness of her. Her nose up against the... Because I've got my hand behind my back holding a bucket, and she came over. The bucket's empty. But she came and checked it anyway, and I gave my arm a little sniff. The noses are so soft. A little hairy, but as well, of course. Some of them have got fantastic mustaches and beards. So there we are. Breakfast is done. And they've wandered off. Some are settled in the stable. Keep away from the flies. Some are settled over by the hay feeder. Most are stood at the moment, but you get to, Nona goes over there, she settles down, and she actually will lie down right next to it, so you don't have to work so hard, do you, to get your to get your fibre, to get your hay from the hay feeder. So there we go. So that's that.
So there we go. The best meal of the day, certainly for me, and perhaps the girls would agree as well. Thank you so much for being with me on this amazing journey of 300 episodes, and appreciate you. I don't take you for granted. I do appreciate you. Thank you very much for all your support and for those emails that come now and again. They keep me going really well. So take care, and I'll see you again soon. If you can, go spend some time with an alpaca. Oh, even better, go have breakfast with an alpaca. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.